This is Radio X.
You are coming with me to Mons right now. No need to put your shoes on. No need to put a hat on, a coat on, carry an umbrella, anything. You stay right where you are. I'm going to take you to Mons right now. I mean, sure, we can all celebrate Mons being the new capital of culture for 2015, but come on, I'm a busy man. I'm a big deal here in this city. I can't just take a day trip whenever I want. Oh, something good is on in Mons. Well, I can't always make it to these things. It takes travelling, it takes money, it takes a budget, it takes reasonable weather, which we haven't been having lately, let's face it. But don't worry, these problems are now solved. You can now visit the streets of Mons and take in some cultural wonders anytime you like, from the comfort of your own laptop. I'd like you to head over to streetreview.eu. It is Google street mapping with a difference. Look, we've all Googled our house. We've all had a digital look around our neighbourhood with Google Street View. Well, streetreview.eu is a chance for you to traverse the streets of Mons with the French XTNT Art Collective. They have used this mapping technology to create a fully immersive, interactive exhibition. You can literally travel the streets of Mons and take in some of the sights. Some very, very strange characters in strange costumes with weird props and all sorts of things. I am literally, as I say this, heading through the streets of Mons and they have covered every single car on the street with gold tinfoil. I'm not even joking. It looks amazing. It's a brilliant piece of interactive, immersive technology and art and multimedia and installations all meshed into one. It's fantastic. It is streetreview.eu. It's a chance for you to explore the streets of Mons in style wherever you are in the world. That's my celebration of Mons this Monday.
Radio X.
And speaking of Mons, well, I can probably assume the weekends there are spent in appraisal of the city's newest title as Cultural Capital of the Year. In fact, today and tomorrow, an incredible workshop will be taking place as one of the many fashion and design group events, among the others. It includes Mr. Jean-Paul Le Pangard. It's a Belgian fashion designer and an idol of the catwalks who has been a supporting artist from the very beginning. And it's in the context of his workshop, it is reserved for those who love fashion and culture. He will share all his creativity and originality because you will be able to alter clothing with his guidance. He will give you a way to give your clothes a second life or make your own unique creation so that you can prepare your original outfits and go dancing maybe on May 16th, 2015 at the Ballena, the traditional ball in the context of the Home and Away Milan event, which will include the latest innovations in fashion and design, of course, as well, football, a mini romantic film festival, a pasta exhibition, aperitivo a la milanese, and lunch cooked by the best local food producers. So that is all in store for you, Mons 2015, the entire of North Italy at your back and call. And of course, it's an amazing event to look forward to, but this one, the fashion design one, the workshops will take place from 2:30 to 7:30 and from 6 to 9 for adults only, and you can visit the webpage mons2015.eu/fashion-and-design-workshops to check out all the locations.
Radio X.
We're live across the European capital Monday afternoon on your station, doing things in the English language. It's home time on Radio X, and it's time to take our weekly check-in with the European capital of culture. It's Mons on Monday, and Mons has, well, been European capital of culture for over a week already. Time flies when you're having fun. You're going to be hearing plenty about Mons on tonight's exposure. More about that in the next 20 minutes. But we're touching on a couple of things that have happened over the course of the last week on today's Mons on Monday here on Home Time. And if you're with us at the weekend, you will have been hearing all about the Ghent Light Festival, which this year is all part of Mons 2015. How? Do I hear you ask? Well, the man who can answer that question for you is the former Belgian Prime Minister and Burgermeister of Mons, Elio Di Rupo. And here he is talking with our senior features reporter, Richard Harris.
I'm speaking with the Burgermeister of Mons, Elio Di Rupo. And my first question is, how did this idea of joining with Ghent happen?
We work with Ghent since many years ago, and would have to create many specific happening together. We work on theaters of dance, of other cultural projects. All the men who are dealing with culture in Ghent worked with the people in Mons. Other things is that we have to say is that Ghent is certainly one of the most important city in Belgium, and we wanted to work with people in Ghent.
And so the opening next Saturday is all about light, and in Ghent there is a light festival.
Yes, we have for the first day on the 24th January create program with 18 specific happening in the city, and one of these moments are light show, and the same light show is going to be adapted to come here in Ghent.
So how are you feeling now with only being a week away from after 10 years of planning?
We feel very happy to see so many things to do and to have during 1 year, and also very happy to know that we are not alone. It's not alone Mons, but it's Mons with 19 other Belgium and French cities. So it's a very amazing, fascinating moment.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to Richard, and our thanks, as always, to Elio Di Rupo on Radio X this Monday afternoon.
This is Radio X.